It's All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer White. Well, it's Thursday. It's the day we talk Michigan politics with Ken Sikkema, former Senate Majority Leader and Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants, and Susan Demas, Political Analyst for Michigan Information and Research Service. Well, we've been seeing some movement on the Medicaid expansion here in Michigan, and this is happening right before the legislature goes out on break. Susan, where do things stand?
Well, right now, the bill has made it through a House committee, so it's on the floor, and the plan has been to take it up today. Republicans seem optimistic that they have the votes.
Ken, what do you think shifted the course? The Medicaid expansion is one of these priorities Governor Snyder has really had to struggle with.
Well, you're right. This is a high priority item for the governor. I think it's critical for him and, frankly, for the legislative Republican leadership that they find a way to get this done. I think they've found a path and a direction that's going to allow them to do it. And I think it's also critical from the standpoint that they have to demonstrate that the agenda is not controlled by a single faction within their own party. And I'm talking about the Tea Party, which is against this, or at least a number of them are against it, a number of members are. And I think it's just critical for their own leadership and for the governor to demonstrate that from a number of standpoints, it's very important that the Republicans can find a way to get this done. And it looks like they have.
Switching directions just a little bit, some interesting developments in Detroit this week. Governor Snyder is being challenged about whether the selection of Detroit's emergency manager, that's Kevin Orr, was in conflict with the Open Meetings Act. Now, the Snyder administration and Kevin Orr's former law firm have been ordered to produce emails and other records relating to Orr's appointment as EM. Ken, does this present a real issue for the Snyder administration?
Well, I think that, you know, just trying to put myself in their shoes. From their standpoint, once again, the process is being examined rather than the underlying substantive issue, and that is the finances and the future of the city of Detroit. From my standpoint, it's just sort of more of the same, you know, people not wanting to focus on what the real issue is.
Against the backdrop of a possible bankruptcy for the city, there is a mayoral election approaching, and this week one of the candidates that's been leading in the polls, Mike Duggan, he lost a court challenge, and he is, as of now, off the Detroit ballot. Susan, this comes down to some language in the city charter about being a registered voter in Detroit and filing deadlines. Can you explain this ruling?
Well, my understanding in talking with legal experts who are far smarter than I is that the judge made the right call on this. If you read the language, Duggan doesn't meet the standard. And, you know, it's been their opinion, people who know election law, that this will probably stand. So I think Mike Duggan could be in a very precarious position right now.
Ken, what does this mean for the Detroit mayoral race?
Well, just, you know, I'm clearly an outsider here in the sense that I live in West Michigan, but I think this whole notion of moving into a city or moving into a district or moving into a state purely for the purpose of running for office, people generally question that. And I think people are just kind of generally suspicious, if you will, maybe a little resentful of anybody moving into a city or a district where they've never really lived before, and just for the purpose of running for office.
Susan, if Duggan doesn't make it back onto the ticket, what does this mean for the mayoral race in Detroit?
Well, I think it's great news for Benny Napoleon, who has been either in first or second in all the polls done. I think he would emerge as the clear front runner. I think at this point, if Duggan is back on the ballot, I think race becomes an issue in a race where so far that's been below the surface because, you know, I think it'll bring feelings out about people feeling like Duggan is being imposed on them instead of them having a choice of people who really live in the community.
Susan Demas is political analyst at Michigan Information and Research Service, and Ken Sikkema is senior policy fellow for Public Sector Consultants. Ken, Susan, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.